Again, I want to thank everyone for tuning in this morning. That is this week's announcements. And again, if you are interested in any of these announcements, you can go directly to our website, triumphlifechurch.org. Have a blessed day.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Hodge, for a wonderful doxology and the announcements. We praise and thank God for you and all that you do. At this moment, we're going to go ahead and move right into our Word of God this morning. If you would get your Bibles and turn it to the book of Joshua. If you don't have a Bible, then you can look on the screen. Amen. Because the screen will show the word that we're going to deal with today in the book of Joshua. Amen. And we're going to begin at the third. It's the third chapter of Joshua, and we're going to read actually the first 18 verses. So we're going to try and read them quickly because it's quite a few, amen, and get through them so that we can elaborate just a little bit to encourage your hearts, amen, and what God has given us to give unto you. So in the book of Joshua, and it reads, Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise and go over to this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river of Euphrates, and the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun. Amen. And let me make a correction here, because that was the first chapter. So let me make a correction. I do apologize. I do apologize. Technology sometimes get in the way. All right. All right. Chapter 3. And Joshua rose early in the morning, and they removed from Shittim and came to Jordan, he and all the children of Israel, and lodged there before they passed over. And it came to pass after 3 days that the officers went through the host. And they came and they commanded the people, saying, when ye see the Ark of Covenant of the Lord your God, and the priests of the Levites bearing it, then ye shall remove from your place and go after it. Yet there shall be a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure. Come not near unto it, that ye may know the way by which it must go. For ye have not passed this way here unto four. And Joshua said unto the people, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. And Joshua spake unto the priest, saying, take up the Ark of Covenant and pass over before the people. And they took up the Ark of the Covenant and went before the people. And the Lord said unto Joshua, This day I will begin to magnify thee in the sight of all of Israel, that they may know that as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. And thou shalt command the priests that bear the ark of the covenant, saying, when ye are come to the brink of the water of Jordan, ye shall stand still in Jordan. And Joshua said unto the children of Israel, come hither and hear the word of the Lord your God. And Joshua said, hereby ye shall know that the living God is among you, and that he will without fail drive out from before you the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Hivites and the Perizzites and the Girgashites and the Amorites and the Jebusites. Behold, the ark of the covenant of the Lord of all the earth passes over before you into Jordan. Now, therefore, take you 12 men out of the tribes of Israel, out of every tribe a man. And it shall come to pass, as soon as the soles of the feet of the priests that bear the ark of the Lord of all the earth, shall rest in the waters of Jordan, that the waters of Jordan shall be cut off from the waters that come down from above, and they shall stand upon a heap. And it came to pass, when the people removed from their tents to pass over Jordan, and the priests bearing the ark of the covenant before the people, and as they that bear the ark were come unto Jordan, and the feet of the priests that bear the ark were dipped in the brim of the water, for Jordan overfloweth all its banks all the time of harvest, that the waters which came down from above stood and rose upon an heap very far from the city Adam, that is beside Zaretan. And those that came down toward the sea of the plain, even the salt sea failed and were cut off, and the people passed over right against Jericho. And the priests that bear the ark of the covenant and of the Lord stood firm on dry ground in the midst of Jordan, and all the Israelites passed over on dry ground until all the people were passed clean over Jordan. The 18th and final verse. Well, we're done. We're done. We're going to move on. Amen. We want to leave with you a thought, amen, this morning. It's time to cross over. 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 You know, as we look at the text on today, I read quite a bit, and even a little bit of the first chapter, which actually still coincides with the third chapter and helps us with this message on this morning. Amen. Letting us know that, you know, Moses had died off, and now Joshua was taking the lead of the people. And God was telling Joshua, it is now time for you to cross over into the promised land. Now, we know that before, amen, they've gotten to this point that they were in bondage in Egypt, and Moses helped them cross over on dry ground of the Red Sea from Egypt, amen, into the wilderness. And we know that their passage could have been a three-day journey, but instead of 3 days, they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. And we know the reason that they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years is because there were some doubt and some complaining that took place. And a lot of times we ended up wandering in our own 40 years because of doubt and because of complaints. We end up being in our own wilderness, of life, our wilderness of heartache, our wilderness of pain, our wilderness of hurt, and our wilderness of suffering. Yeah, sometimes we lose a loved one and we put ourselves in a wilderness because we are grieving the loved one. Sometimes we put ourselves in the wilderness of heartache because our marriage is not going well, and we put ourselves in a place of wilderness. Sometimes on the job, amen, it don't go the way that we want it to go. We get the boss that don't help us and don't support us like we need it, and we put ourselves in a place of wilderness that we don't want to go anymore, and we don't perform on the job like we normally go. Sometimes because of our complaints, sometimes because our disobedience, sometimes because of our stubbornness, we allow ourselves to get in a place of wilderness. There's even the wilderness of sickness. You know, we go to the doctor and the doctor tell us to operate on a particular diet, but we love what we love and we eat what we eat, and because we love what we love and we eat what we eat, amen, our body doesn't heal and we our sickness maintains and retains, and it puts us in a place of wilderness. We have to understand that everything that happened to us is not always the devil. Sometimes we put the devil on us on our own self. We put ourselves in our own evil, and we have to come to the realization and the idealization that we are suffer from our own self-inflicted wounds. We make bad decisions and then we say it's the devil. No, it ain't the devil. It's you. Amen. We have to understand that we made the decision and then we are suffering from our own consequences, because a lot of times the Spirit has warned us and shown us and guided us, but yet we want to do it the way we want to do it. Yet we want to operate the way we want to operate. And because, amen, we are so used to the comfort of what was going on in Egypt, and we're looking back at how we had things going on in Egypt, although we were under, amen, the hard taskmaster, although we were in slavery, although we were in bondage, amen, we look back and then we want to complain about where we're going. So God leads us into a place of wilderness so that we can get corrected, so that we can die off some things. And there's some things in our lives that we need to allow to die off. The Bible says that we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So each and every one of us have something that needs to die off. Amen. You ought to text somebody. Let's kill some stuff. Let's kill some stuff. I don't want to kill you, but I got some stuff in me that I need to kill. Yeah. So we want to, amen, we want to allow God to work on us and work within us and help us to kill off some stuff. So we do this in the wilderness. This happens, this take place in the wilderness. So now that we know that we've been in the wilderness for 40 years, we've thirst in the wilderness, yet God provided for us. We hungered in the wilderness, and yet God allowed manna to rain from the sky and from heaven. We walked through the wilderness. The preacher on last Sunday let us know that they got to bitter waters, and God even made the water sweet. We had some bitterness, but God can make it sweet. Amen. But what you need to understand is while you're in the wilderness, amen, you still got to look to the promise. Yeah. You still need to look to the promise. Amen. So when we get to our text on today, we were dealing with, amen, Joshua has now taken lead of the people, and God is instructing him on what to do and what to tell the people and how to guide the people. And the good part about it is, amen, in our topic today, basically it's time to cross over. Amen. We've been in the wilderness long enough. We had enough wilderness. We've had enough being locked up in the house. We had enough COVID-19. We had enough sickness in our body. We've had enough diabetes. We've had enough high blood pressure. We've had enough of heart trouble. We've had enough of cancer. We've had enough of heartache, and we had enough of pain, and we had enough of grieving. It is time to cross over. Tell somebody, I'm ready to get out of the wilderness. I'm ready to get out of the wilderness. I'm ready to get out of the wilderness. Yeah. It's time to cross over. But before we cross over, let's look at what the text says. Let's look at what the text tells us this morning. Let's look up what the text instructs us this morning. It says that after on the second verse of chapter 3, it says, and it came to pass after 3 days that the officers went through the host and they commanded the people. Joshua had told them what to say. And it say, saying, when ye see the ark of covenant of the Lord your God, and the priests of the Levites bearing it, ye shall remove from your place and go after it. And further down in I think that's in verse 4, right after that, it says, yet there shall be a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits, that's about 1 mile, and by measure. Come not near it unto it, that ye may know the way by which ye must go. For ye have not passed this way heretofore. You haven't been this way before. You don't know where you're going. You don't have a clue of the way that you're going. You don't know the direction. You don't know how to get across. You can't cross over on your own. But you need to follow the Lord. You need to, the Ark of Covenant represented God, and it represented the presence of God, and the leaders are commanding the people what God had told Joshua, to follow this Ark. Don't get too close to the Ark, because you need to know when the Ark makes a move. Yeah. If the Ark goes right, you need to see the Ark going right, so you can make that right. If the Ark goes left, you need to see the Ark going left, so you can make that left. You don't want to get too close to the Ark, because you might miss the move. Amen. Because you need to keep it in a distance enough, amen, that you can stay focused on the Ark. You want to stay focused on the Ark. Yes, the priest may be carrying the Ark, and you see the priest, but it's not the priest for you to be focused on. You're to be focused on the Ark. Tell somebody to be focused on the Ark. Be focused. Holler down the hallway, amen. Be focused on the Ark. Holler from the bathroom. Be focused on the Ark. Holler out of the bedroom. Be focused. Be focused. Be focused on the Ark. We got to be focused on the ark. We got to see it. Amen. We got to see God's presence. We got to know the direction that God has taken us. Amen. We can't cross over on our own. We can try to cross over on our own, but hey, we might get into deep waters and drown, or we may get into a what they call a rapid. Amen. And it washes us away. Amen. And sweeps us off our feet and take us out. Amen. We can't cross the Jordan on our own. We got to cross with God. We got to follow the ark and cross with Jesus. We got to keep him in clear view. We got to stay focused on the ark. And understand. Amen. For us to stay focused on the ark, it goes on to say in the fifth verse, Joshua said unto the people, this is the key, sanctify yourselves. For tomorrow, the Lord will do wonders among you. Come on, somebody. See, we don't like to sanctify ourselves. Understand. It said, sanctify yourselves. Somebody say, hold on, wait a minute. I can't sanctify myself. I need the Holy Spirit to sanctify me. Yes, you do. But then there's some things that God wants you to do. There's some things that you have to do for yourself. See, I'm reminded when Jesus went to the tomb of Lazarus, Jesus could have spoke to the stone and told the stone to roll back, but he didn't say stone be moved. He only was there to raise Lazarus, but he told some of the others that was around, he said, move the stone. If you want to see Lazarus raised from the dead, you got to do something. You're going to have to move the stone. The stone might be heavy. The stone might be big. The stone is in the way, but you got to move the stone to see death become life. Amen. There's some things that we must do. When he went to the pool of Bethesda and the man had been laying in that condition for 38 long years, and he asked the man, wilt thou be made whole? And the man said, sir, I have no man to put me into the pool for when the water is troubled. Jesus ignored the man's excuse, and he said, take up thy bed and walk. Stop giving me excuses, but take up your bed and walk. That's one of my favorites. Take up your bed and walk. There's some things that we got to do. There's some things that we have to implement. There's some measures that we have to do. So Joshua is telling the people today, amen, sanctify yourself, clean yourself, get ready, amen, that you can follow the ark. You have to put yourself in a position that you can focus on the ark. You have to put yourself in a position that you can see the ark. You have to put yourself in a position, amen, that you can go after the ark. Amen. You have to put yourself in a position. Amen. We have to sanctify ourselves. Yeah, well, what are you saying, preacher? Amen. We have to get rid of some jealousy. We have to get rid of some malice. We have to get rid of some anger. We have to get rid of, amen, some whoremongering. We have to get rid of, amen, some things that we're doing, some backbiting. We have to get rid of some gossip. We have to get rid of, some persecuting some folks. We have to get rid of some stuff. There's some stuff that we must get rid of. Amen. We have to get that malice out of our hearts. And amen, we got to get rid of some things. Amen. We have to put some things out of our own mouth. And we got to put some things out of our own heart. And we got to put some things out of our own mind. Amen. And when we get rid of those things, we are sanctifying ourselves. There's some things that we must do. And when we do these things, then we can follow after the ark. Joshua says, do this thing, because tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. The Lord will do wonders among you. Amen. When you sanctify yourself, amen, you can follow after Christ. You, when you sanctify yourself, when you come, amen, with the humbled heart, when you come with the humbled mind, and when you come with the humbled spirit, amen, and you follow after Christ, and you're following after God, and you're allowing God to lead you, and you're allowing to God to show you the way that you need to do, what you need to do to cross over, amen, as you're doing that, you will see the wondrous works of God. He will do something wonder. He said it right here in the fifth verse. It says, the Lord will do wonders among you. Amen. When you come together as a people, when you come together, when you come together as a unit, when you come together in love, when you come together in peace, and you sanctify yourself, and you're following after God, the Lord will do wonders among you. Amen. And the Bible tells us, amen, that in the sixth verse it says, I'm almost finished. It says they took up the Ark of Covenant, and they passed over the people. And they took up the Ark of Covenant and went before the people. Amen. When the people were to see the Ark of Covenant, they were to remove themselves from the place that they were in. They were in the wilderness that they've been for 40 long years, and it was time for them to remove from the wilderness. It was time for them to sanctify themselves and come out the wilderness. I'm reminded of the old song that the saints used to sing, how did it feel when you come out the wilderness? Amen. You ought to know that sometimes we're in a life of wilderness, and life sometimes keeps us in a place of a wilderness. But I want to tell you this morning, it is time to cross over. Amen. Somebody ought to say it's time to cross over. It's time to cross over. Amen. I don't know about you, but it's time to cross over. Amen. And we know that we hear it all the time, how Moses stretched out his rod. Amen. And God dried up the Red Sea. And when God dried up the Red Sea, amen, the children of Israel walked across on dry ground. Amen. You remember that? Amen. But I want you to know today, that's not the only time that they crossed over on dry ground. It was also at this moment, at this time, in this hour, amen, when they were standing in the middle, amen, of Jordan, when they put their foot in the brim of Jordan, the priest that was carrying the ark, it says when they stepped into the water of Jordan. See, the thing about it here is, amen, when the priests alone, amen, stepped into water, nothing was going to happen. But there was a special moment, a special thing that was taking place. They were carrying the presence of God. They were carrying God. They had God with them. The ark was represents the presence of God. And when they had that in their possession, and they stopped, they stepped into the water, when they stepped into Jordan, the Bible tells us, the text is telling us that the water was held up in a heap far from the city of Adam, far from where they were at. Amen. And they were able to all cross clean on dry ground. And what I want to tell you right here at this minute and this hour, amen, when you have the presence of God with you, when the presence of God is with you, when you step into raging waters, when you step into the deep, when you step into a place, amen, that you wouldn't be able to cross without God, amen, if God is with you, God will make a way for you to cross over. Somebody don't get that. Somebody don't understand that. Somebody don't recognize what I'm trying to say here. Amen. But I want you to know today, amen, God will help you cross over. Yes, you got to get out of your wilderness. Yes, you got to make it over to the promise. Amen. Yes, you got to make it to the promised land. Amen. And when you sanctify yourself and you follow after God, amen, God will make a way for you to cross over. God will provide for you to cross over. God will anoint you to cross over. God will bless you to cross over. God will magnify you to cross over. God will do every miracle that's possible that he need to do, amen, to get you over to your promise. Amen. God has a promise in your life. God has promised you something, amen, and it's time for you to get up out of your wilderness and cross over. I want to encourage you today. Amen. God has made a way for you to cross over. For over 2,000 years ago, he died. He died on the cross for us. And he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. He said, "Let this cup pass from me, but nevertheless, not my will, but thy will, not thy will, thy will, thy will, thy will be done." Yes, 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 yes. Thy will be done. Amen. In other words, it's time for me to cross over. He went to the disciples after the third time and said, "Sleep on, because it is now time." Because it was time for him to cross over. I'm reminded that they arrested him and they spat on him and they slapped him and they blindfolded him and asked him to prophesy. And Jesus took all of that because it was time for him to cross over. Amen. Crossing over may not be easy all the time, but amen. But when God is with you, amen, you could bear the burdens. The Bible says they whipped him. Amen. 40 stripes save one. And they made him bear the cross unto the hill of Golgotha. Amen. Because it was time for him to cross over. Amen. And they nailed his hands and they nailed his feet. It was time for him to cross over. And they hung him on the cross and they pierced him in the side. And it was time for him to cross over. He said on the cross, it is finished. It was time for him to cross over. It was time for him to cross over. And I want you to know today that God, he died on the cross. But on the third day, on the third day, he got up with all power in his hands. Somebody's ought to say, he crossed over, he got all power, he crossed over, he got all power, he crossed over, and he didn't do it for himself, but it was my sins on the cross, it was your sins on the cross, amen, he did it for you, and he did it for me, he did it for us, amen, because it was time for us to cross over. Yeah, 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 what do you mean, preacher? Amen, it was time for us to cross from the law to grace. And now that we're here in the place of grace, we no longer have to walk in the wilderness. We no longer have to experience the wilderness moment because it was time for us to cross over. So if you give your life to Christ, if you put your heart in his hands, amen, he will help you cross over. He will bring you out of the wilderness. He will get you out of the wilderness experience. You don't have to complain no more. You don't have to look back no more. You don't have to suffer no more. You don't have to thirst no more. You don't have to hunger no more. Amen. But he will give you water. Yes, that you will never have to thirst again. He will lay the table. I'm reminded of the saints used to sing a song and say, "Come over here where the table is spread and the feast of the Lord is going on." You won't have to hunger no more. Amen. Because you don't have to experience the wilderness no more. But you can cross over. Amen. It's time for you to cross over. And if you're listening to me, cry out unto you today. Amen. If you're listening to my voice today, amen, you ought to tell somebody, I'm crossing over. I'm not staying in the wilderness no more. Amen. But I'm crossing over. I'm not staying in poverty no more. I'm crossing over. I'm not staying in hardship any longer. I'm crossing over. I'm not staying in sickness no longer. I'm crossing over. I'm not staying with cancer any longer. I'm crossing over. I'm not staying with diabetes any longer. I'm crossing over. I'm not staying with high blood pressure any longer. I'm crossing over. I'm not staying in this mess any longer because I'm crossing over. Yeah. It's time. It's time to get out of lockdown. It's time to get out of lockdown. It's time to cross over. It's time to move on. It's time to move on. It's time to move on. We've been standing still in the wilderness for too long. It's time to move on. We've been standing in a place of hardship, but it's time to move on. It's time to go to the promise. It's time to move to the promise. But you can't do it by yourself. You need to be focused on the ark. You got to sanctify yourself. You got to follow God. Amen. And let God lead you to your promise. I can go on and on, but I'm going to close right there. I'm going to close right there, but I'm feeling it. I'm going to let you know it's all right with me right now. I'm feeling it right now. I'm feeling the crossover. I'm feeling it coming out of the wilderness. I'm feeling it walking across Jordan on dry ground. I'm feeling a man walking into the promised land. And I know when we get there, we might still have to be obedient and keep our mouth shut as we walk around Jericho. Amen. But the walls is coming down. I want you to know that today. The walls is coming down. Amen. And you got to believe that within yourself. Amen. The walls is coming down. Amen. We're going to get our promise. Amen. God promised us. We're going to get our promise. God is making a way for us. Amen. To get our promise. Oh, let me hush. Let me hush. Hush, Hodge. Hush. Hush, Hodge. Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth. Oh, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. It's time to cross over. Amen. Let us move on. Let us move on. It's time to cross over. Let's pray. Father, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we come. Oh, God, we love you, God. We love you, God. We love you, God. We love you, God. Oh, for the message that you've given us, that you instill in my heart, that you delivered unto your people. Amen. We thank you for the word. It's time for us to cross over. It's time for us to come out of our situations. It's time for us to come out of our dilemma. It's time for us to come out of our distress. It's time to come out of our problems, amen, and cross over into our promise. God, we ask you now, oh God, to bless us in a mighty way. Do it like you never done before. And God, don't do it just because we ask, God, but do it because of your grace and because of your mercy. And God, we'll thank you even the more. God, we will testify that you are the true and you are the living God. And you're the only, oh, true and wise God, oh God, that's looking on our souls. God, we thank you now, oh, for all that you've done. Bless, Lord, all that is hearing this message and heard, oh God, what you've had to say. God, that you may, that they may be lifted in you, and God, that they may grow in your grace. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. If you heard anything that has helped you on today, amen, we want to invite you to come and worship with us in Christ. Amen. We want to invite you, amen, to give your life unto Jesus Christ. Amen. The one that died for you and died for me. Amen. And gave us the right to the tree of life. He gave us the right to cross over. He gave us the permission to cross over out of the wilderness. Amen. If you'll just pray this prayer with me, amen, we just want to. If you just pray this prayer, and don't do it just because I'm praying, don't do it just because I ask, but do it because God has led you. You're following the ark, and God has led you, amen, to cross over. Amen. Lord, forgive me of my sins. Lord, I believe that you are human yet divine. I believe you were born of a Virgin Mary. I believe that you died on the cross for my sins. I believe that you rose on the third day with all power in your hands. And I believe that you're sitting on the right-hand side of the Father making intercession for me. Lord, save me. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. If you prayed that prayer with me, the Bible says if you confess it with your mouth and believe it in your heart that you are saved. And I believe that you are saved on this Sunday morning. If you, amen, believe that Christ has done it for you. If you believe that Christ has done it for you, I believe that, amen, that he's going to do a wonderful work. Amen. We're going to move swiftly into our communion part of the service. If you receive, amen, your elements, amen, we're going to turn it over to the bread side. Let me get back. Take your bread out. Amen. And I'm going to sit it right there. Flip it over. Amen. Then open up your juice side. All right. Open up the juice side, and then you can just have your cup ready, have your bread ready. Amen. And we're going to go in a few moments to prepare for our communion. Get your hearts and mind ready. Amen. 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 We come now at a sacred part of the service. Amen. This is a sacred part because, amen, this is where we show our remembrance of his death until he come. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who shed his blood and resurrection to make possible our salvation and redemption. We thank you for the gospel of grace that is preached to us, the fellowship of the saints in heaven and on earth. We thank you and your church, the power of the Holy Spirit who makes us worthy to partake from your table. Amen. 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 And we will take the elements and hold up your bread, get your bread in your hands. The Lord Jesus, the same night which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had gave thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Let's all eat. After the same manner, he also took the cup when he supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This ye do as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you show the Lord's death until he come." Let's drink. Amen. 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 And after dinner, it says, "And when they had sung a hymn and went to the Mount of Olives." So want you to understand today that we don't have a Mount of Olives. We're probably in our homes at this point in time. Amen. But we're going to have our sister Consuelo Hodge to sing us a hymn.
"The blood of Jesus for me, way back on Calvary. Yes. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. Yes. It reaches to the highest mountain. It flows to the lowest valley. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never
Yes, amen, amen. It will never, never, ever, never lose his power. Amen. Today we have communed together in remembrance of him. Amen. We thank God for all who participated with this program. And we praise God for you. And we hope that God continue to bless you. Pray for me as I pray for you. In the name of Jesus. Now our benediction. Amen. And we can go about our day. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead of our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of our everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. We'll see you guys next week. Amen. Where we know we're going to have a dynamite speaker. Amen. So let's continue to love the Lord. Love you. God bless you.
Can you give our miracle worker a hand? The miracle worker.
Look at your neighbor and tell him, if you want it, you get it.